Okay, ladies, let's hop into that 30-minute strategy call. Now, here's the thing to remember. If you have nurtured somebody at an event or through some other space where you're going to lead them right to the 30-minute call, that's totally fine, but just make sure that you know a little bit about them. You need to only be on 30-minute calls with people that you know you can help. That's a good way to gauge. Send them to a 15-minute call if you're not sure you can be helpful. Send them to a 30-minute call if you know you can be helpful and you want to dig in a tiny bit deeper. Now, here's the thing. You are not allowed to get naked for people on this 30-minute call. And you're like, what, Dana? That sounds inappropriate. It is, because you are going to try and coach them. You're going to try and solve their problem. You're going to try and give them everything. Don't do it. Do not take your business clothes off for your prospects, because this is what will happen. They will say, wow, that is so much to think about. I'm going to go and I'm going to think about it. Okay? Don't do it. Now, I will say you can ask clarifying questions that they will give you answers on. You are going to give them some aha moments in that space in your journey to understand if you can be helpful or if they have any red or green flags for you about whether or not you want to say yes to working with that person. So there will be some discovery there, but you cannot solve their problems. All right? Just know that you cannot solve their problems. So here's how it's going to work. They've done a 15-minute call. You've now scheduled them into a 30-minute strategy session, or they have you've scheduled them right into the 30-minute because you know that you can be helpful. They get on the call. You've printed out your 30-minute worksheet, and just like with the 15-minute, you use it until you see ways that you can tweak it to work better for you, and now you're allowed to tweak that, okay? And the same exact process. You put them in, and what I do is if they've done a fitting call, I just staple them together with a 30-minute call, and they go through the process in my accordion, okay? So you get on the call and it's the same thing. Hey, how's it going? A little icebreaker. You know, kids are on vacation today. This happened to me. Something good, something whatever that is. Okay, for just a few seconds, you guys kind of get reacclimated. The next thing you do, okay, is you say, give them the lay of the land, just like with a 15-minute call. Hey, this is about a 30-minute call. The idea of this is we're going to dig a little bit deeper into what you're doing to see really where you fit in and if we can create enough structure for you that it makes sense for you to move forward with one of my packages. Does that sound good? Yep, sounds good. Okay, great. So here is, and this is where it goes, here is what I have from last time. You're going to recap from what you talked about before. Now, whether you met them at an event or you have the 15-minute call, which is great because you'll have notes, right? You'll say, and you want to maybe before the 30-minute call, just write a couple of those extra notes if you're not sure, you can't wing it, or, you know, once you get in the groove of this, you kind of get the knowing of like exactly how you're going to structure it. But if you don't, take some notes beforehand and say, okay, so here's what happened from the last time. It looks like this is where you want to go. This is where you are. This is where your biggest challenge is. And this is really what you're kind of looking for, right? You're looking for more of a course. You're looking for more coaching. You're looking for accountability or community or whatever that is. Or you're having a really hard time of just, you're scared to do this, or you're nervous to do this, or you don't feel confident in doing this. You need a sounding board, those kinds of things. So does that still sound right? And this is why I asked that question. Does that still sound correct? Because I then say, has anything else changed in the way you've thought and what you're doing and how you're approaching things since the last time we talked? Now, this is really important because there will be times when people go, you're either going to have them affirm for you, no, everything you just said is dead on, that's what I want, let's keep going. But I will get people that say, God, from the last time we had that call, I thought about it and this is the avenue I want to go. Or I'm not sure that I want this. Or I tried that one thing that you told me to do and now I'm really seeing that this is the way. They will tell you if they've changed their mind about anything or thought deeper about anything, right? That solidifies that you've given them aha moments, and it also solidifies that, or it solidifies that they are confident about being on track with what they want, right? And if what they want leads them to you and your assistance, then that's a great thing to do. So you've kind of broken the ice, lay of the land, recapped from last time, and then has anything changed, okay? And that should take no more than like 5 minutes for you to kind of go through that, right? And if they're starting to go off on a rant or something, say, okay, great, like I've just tabled that thought real quick because I want to be able to like walk through this whole process with you. Don't be afraid to reset things, right? Say, hey, if we really want to be able to go through what we talked about in the beginning, let's table that real quick. It's totally okay to do that. People appreciate that you're guiding them, okay, instead of just letting them run loose. Okay, so now that you've done that, now you're going to go back to a similar space that you were before. Okay, so let's go back to the future that you talked about. We only got to spend a minute on it before. I want to dig in a little deeper, and you'll see on there, I've got the time and the money. I like to map out with people, and this doesn't happen on all my 30-minute calls, but I like to map out with people, where are they spending their time? Where are they making their money? Now, if this isn't relevant for you in your industry, you might want to think about, like, how can you get them to understand that they're not doing something correctly? If you know that, right? And in most situations, the people that I'm talking to are not spending their time in the right place for the amount of money they're making in those activities. So I want them to have that aha moment. Those two circles are meant to give them an aha moment. So if that's not relevant to your industry, think about what kind of aha moment do you want? And if you're not sure, you can go out and ask the community too, or if you're in Raising Your Business or the Academy, that you can come in and ask that this community in there as well, okay? So that's the space right there. Then you're going to go through their future and dig in deeper, right? Then you're gonna go into their current and dig in deeper. Now, here is where in the strategy session, you can give one or two little pointers to say, okay, well, let's talk about how you're structuring your programs. Like, let's talk about how you're breaking this down. Like, tell me more about what's going on. You want to dig a little deeper to understand what they're doing. You might give one or two points that they can have, and that's okay. Just don't do too much in this space, right? You don't want to give them all of the hows. You just want to give them a taste of that you know what you're talking about, okay? And then you're going to go into the challenge and say, okay, so look, this is what it looks like. You said the challenge is. It looks like, from everything you've told me, you know, A, B, and you recap A, B, and C, and A, B, and C over here. That and the fact is, you've got a lot. You want to compliment the people that you're on the phone with, right? Look, you've got a lot together. Or hey, let's just focus. Let's recognize this cool thing that you've actually done and accomplished. There's still a lot of work to be done, but you've done some strides. Like, this is amazing, and I love your idea. If you think their idea is not viable, if you think what they want is not possible, then you also need to talk to them about that. Like, look, I think we need to recalibrate what your goals are. Can we talk about having goals that make sense, or how are we going to get to that space, right? What are some things that we need to do to get you there? You talk through based around what their challenges are, and you're going to recap everything based on that, okay? And then you're going to say, okay, so, and you want at least 10 minutes at the end to be able to do this, to say, okay, so this is what you told me, this is what you want, this is what you have, this is what the challenge is, everything like that. And I do think that what I have can be helpful for you. Is it okay if I tell you about one of the program that I'm thinking about? And they say, yes, I would love that. You say, great. Okay, so the program that I'm thinking about is Raising Your Business. And here's the thing, this is what I want you to do. If you're going to, when you go to talk about your program, I don't want you to just say logistically what it is. I want you to say what it does. I want you to say the outcome. I want you to think about, now you're talking in a video sales page is basically what you are, right? So you're gonna say, hey, so Raising Your Business, the ultimate goal of Raising Your Business is that it helps you grow your business, right? And scale your business through the 10 main ways with which we build and grow and scale our business. It is 10 modules, and so I can give a little bit, and it's 10 modules with an ultimate goal that with each one of those steps, it's not just one thing you need to do in your business, but it shows you the order of which things need to do in your business so that you can actually execute things in the right way in your business to see the results that you want. So I'm telling them about the outcome, right? Then you say, great. So from there, let me tell you what's included, right? So you get the 10 modules, you get a monthly call with me. So you're getting that one-on-one time if you want. There's a really vibrant Facebook group that you're going to love. You get access to discounts to a lot of the tools that I use. You get a year's access to the vault. You get $200 coupon to use at any of my events, which is either a free mini or $200 off to the retreat. Like, you start going down this line and you start doing saying all those things that are included. Say, so, you know, and ask to gauge that. So what do you think? Like, so far, like, this is what we want to get you at. This is kind of what it is. Does this sound like it's jiving with you? Does it sound like it's resonating with you so far? Just say so far, because then, you know, you're not done. And they say, yeah, this either sounds great, or, oh, I'm really concerned, or like, okay, tell me how much it is, right? And you say, okay. So, but you've given the space to tell them all these things first, right? They say, okay, yeah. So, and you can, don't be afraid to tell people how much things are. I don't like telling them right up front before I've told them anything. But in a way, you know, if they're already going to close off and decide that whatever you're offering isn't the right price, then they're not the right people for you, because they're going to be skeptical about the value anyway. And I believe me, there's plenty of people in this world that want to buy the things that you have and are going to find value in them, right? So I said, okay, so this is the investment, and I always call it an investment. This is what it looks like. This is the price. It's normally $14.95, you know, and you can do it on these certain payment plans. And, you know, but if you're going to get it and you get it within the next 24 hours, we knock it down to $9.97, right? Now, here's the thing. You're saying, Dana, I hate doing that. I hate saying that. Now, Dawn Mars of Mars Marketing, one of the most genius, beautiful things she ever told me, which I love and I believe changes the way that you perceive this, is she basically says, okay, the reason I'm giving you this discount is because I have to spend time and energy to run my business, and I don't want to chase you, and I want to work with people that are decisive. So I am going to give you a monetary benefit for saving me time and effort and to help incentivize you to be decisive. If we both do our job and you're decisive and buy the ticket and I don't have to chase you around and spend my time and effort, it equates to about $500 in savings for me, and I'm passing that on to you. That is the structure of how it works. And that is true. You do not want to chase people. You want them to make decisions now. So it's not just some line. There is money that is spent by you following up. I don't want to spend the money and of my time and my effort to follow up. You're going to help me. I'm going to pass that savings on to you. Brilliant. I love the way Dawn says it, and it's true, and I use it, and I feel really good about saying that. So that's what you do, but you have to create an incentive, and it has to be timed, and usually if you can, it should be monetary, because, or they get extra bonuses or something like that, because people need that incentive. Because just like anything else, they are going to say, yes, I'm so excited, and then go off and not take action. Now, the one last thing that I do on my calls is, and here's the thing, you can have it where you can close them on a call. You can take credit card information on a call. I've never been very good at that. I need to talk to people in my circle, my mentors, my colleagues, my, you know, significant other to help me gauge what I should do so that I can get a second opinion. And I think that other people want that too. So I don't ask people for credit card information on the call. You can if you want. It's done all the time and it totally works. I like to give everybody, if it's a smaller program like Raising Your Business, you get 24 hours. If it's an academy, which is a larger investment, it's 48 hours. And we do have timers on what they get on the pages now, so that those are actually like true incentives. If the timer runs out, they can't get back to the page with the discount, okay? But what I do offer in that space, is, you know me, because you're watching this video, so you're in the vault, I love to give audio files that help. So I will tell them on a call, hey, if you want, tell me the name of your significant other and I will do a quick audio file to say why I think you should be doing, why you should be doing this program, okay? So do all of that and then make sure you follow up. Follow up with the email that gives them a proposal if they need it. Follow up the email that gives them that, you know, sets them the link so that the timer starts, those kinds of things, so they can actually buy from you. If I had a freaking nickel for every time that I dropped the ball on someone wanting something from me and then life got in the way and I didn't actually deliver it to them in a timely manner, don't lose money by not following up. This is for everything, okay? So that is how you structure your 30-minute calls, and hopefully this will land you between 15 minutes and 30 minutes all the clients that you want.